Hey, 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 Paw Podcasting fans. And for this episode of Paw Podcasting, episode 11, I believe, yes. Yesterday's was actually 10. I said 12, but it was 10. But today is episode 12, and what I am going to be talking and educating you about today are, drumroll please, pit bulls! Yep, this is a special episode because pit bulls are not endangered, but I have a pit bull with me right now. It's a girl, and her name is Nesquik. Nesquik, what would you like to say to our Paw Podcasting fans? Oh, great. That sounds great. Thank you very much, Nesquik. And now I am outside right now, so I am going to go back inside and teach you about pit bulls. Okay, so we are back inside in a much quieter area because it was very loud outside. So let's get started, and let's do a quick overview of pit bulls. Well, pit bull is the common name for a type of dog that is generally descended from bulldogs and terriers. The pit bull type is particularly ambiguous as it encompasses a range of pedigree, breeds, informal types, and appearances that cannot be reliably identified. Before I get into the mini facts, the types of pit bulls you should probably know. There are four types of pit bull breeds, and they are the American Pit Bull Terrier, the American Staffordshire Terrier, the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, and the American Bully. I think those are awesome names. And so, mini facts time. Okay, so the lifespan of an American Pit Bull Terrier is 8 to 15 years, while an American Staffordshire Terrier is 12 to 16 years. Oh, by the way, with these mini facts, I'm going to talk only about like the American Staffordshire Terrier and the American Pit Bull Terrier. For the height for an American Pit Bull Terrier is 18 to 21 inches, while an American Staffordshire is 18 to 19 inches. Wow. And the mass of an American Pit Bull Terrier is 35 to 65 pounds. I said that's about a good weight for a dog. And the Staffordshire Bull Terrier is 29 to 37 pounds. Now, how about, let's get into some general facts. So like let's start with physical characteristics. You know, the appearance, you could say. Well, the body of the pit bull is like a long with a short, almost whip-like tail that ends in a point. Small to medium-sized ears are set high on its broad, flat head. The most defining facial characteristic of the pit bull is its wide, powerful jaw. Yeah, pit bulls have a very powerful jaw, which means they could bite chew toys very easily. And how about their personality? Well, most pit bulls are, you know, fun, loving companions. They are gentle and patient with all of their family members, with a very little likely exception of other pit bulls. As with all breeds, there are exceptions. But pit bulls were bred to be courageous and game, to basically continue whatever they are doing in the face of adversity. Yeah, so that was personality. Let's think. What about what the cost would be of pit bulls? I'm gonna let you take a guess. Okay, let's hope you got it. And if you did a range from $2,000 to $20,000, then you are correct. Yes, the average price of a pit bull from a good breeder is $2,000 to $20,000. That is a lot, and that's just from a good breeder. These are for superior pit bulls, which are reputable bloodline. There are some pit bulls that cost as little as $1,000, but they are often without the necessary paperwork for dog shows. Yeah. As little as $1,000. That's still a lot of money, but And that is it for today, folks. It's a little like, this was a little short episode of the, since I love dogs, and I hope you do too, Pipples, and I will do one on a Labrador, one time. It's just a little one. And I hope, this is like a bonus episode, by the way. And good luck, and love your pets, and especially your dogs. Good luck!